So Three Waters is dead. Long live local water. Done well. The initial deal we got over the weekend, of course, it's in Auckland. Watercare get to borrow for infrastructure, having been separated out from the council. Instead of a 28% rise, the bill's now going to be about 7%. Local Government Minister Simeon Brown with us. Very good morning.
Good morning.
So easy to explain in Auckland. Probably can do something similar in Wellington. How do you do it regionally?
Well, we're going to be requiring all councils put forward their water service delivery plans to outline how they will financially sustainable invest in water. That will likely involve councils coming together and forming joint CCOs, which will be able to then be have financial separation or into sustainability to be able to make those investments across New Zealand.
Are they going to have to come together by themselves, or are you going to bang their heads?
Well, we're going to require them to put forward their water service delivery plans. We will have a backstop if they are unwilling to put forward those plans or unable to, but ultimately councils around the country are already talking about how they're going to work together, which is encouraging, and we want to work with them to make the ability for them to be able to invest sustainably in water infrastructure over the long term.
What are the backstops?
Well, ultimately, there'll be, just like council, government can intervene in local government, has a number of powers under the Local Government Act. Those will be the similar type of powers that we will have. But ultimately, we want councils to work together. That's what this is all about. It's about councils putting forward their solutions rather than the government coming across and saying, we're going to have a mega entity, co-governed, Wellington knows best solution to your local challenges.
Yeah, that co-governed thing, have you got rid of all the Maori business?
Absolutely. This is simply Watercare being separated from Auckland Council. They're able to then borrow against their own revenues and their own balance sheet. Rather than being part of the being reliant on Auckland Council, that's a good thing, and we don't need co-governance to do that.
You do not. Part of the reason I ask about the regional side of the equation, not everyone's got water problems, and if you've got three or four councils looking to get together, inevitably what's going to happen is Council One's going to go, look, we've invested, we've done well, we're not carrying the can for you other guys, and the other guys are going to freeload, aren't they? So that's where your friction is.
And that's where a water service delivery plan will outline how they will deal with those issues. Ultimately, local councils putting forward their solutions for a financially sustainable approach rather than the government coming and saying we have four entities or 10 entities or whatever number of entities which are co-governed and spend $1.2 billion on it. We're actually going to let local communities put forward their solutions.
What's going to stop a water entity doing what many councils around the country have done and borrow, go nuts and find themselves up against a wall?
Well, we are going to put in place economic regulation, and so that will mean that they will be regulated in similar ways to how electricity distribution companies are regulated. They'll have to outline their price path, outline their capital expenditure, outline their asset management plans. That's about sensible economic regulation put to ensure that consumers are not being ripped off and then their assets aren't being gold-plated. And as part of that, we're putting a crown monitor in place straight away for Watercare, to make sure that there is better oversight over their investment plans and make sure that Aucklanders are getting value for money.
Good stuff. Appreciate the insight. Simeon Brown, Local Government Minister. See, wasn't that hard, was it? I mean, if you look back at Three Waters and the angst and the upset and the energy that went into that versus this, which one wins, eh?
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.